September 27th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, whenever disunity is promoted towards one's own personal gain, you have evil in your midst. Unity is strength. Those who falsely discredit another very often find their own reputation besmirched. Do not abandon the truth for the sake of your own welfare. I do not bless such efforts. My protection and my provision rests upon the honest endeavors that seek the welfare of all people. If you attempt to surround honest leadership with controversy, how does this merit the good of all? In the case of your nation, evil sees this as the only path to victory. Do not surrender your high standards of truthful leadership to those grasping for straws. Stay on the sure path of unity behind honest leaders who desire only your welfare. I will bless such efforts. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 13 through 15. For you are called to freedom, brethren, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. Another note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.